Episode 1322, Lead from the Driveway.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is Friday, and that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Oh my goodness. Are you ready to start your engines? Yes, it's Lead from the Driveway. You're probably wondering what that's all about. Well, we'll just have to dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you can pave your days with whatever you want, messes or blesses. However, lead from the driveway to impact not only your family, but also the world you touch. Everyone is watching everyone. We all have eyes, and now you can get it on video. You've seen those viral videos, yet we tell ourselves what we do really doesn't matter. You matter. Your family matters, and your impact is greater than you realize. I was standing in the driveway waiting for my son to arrive home from school. And yes, I do greet him when I can. And I'm sure it might cause him to be a little bit uncomfortable. But I asked him actually one day, total side note here. I said, do you mind that I actually give you a hug and a kiss when you come off the bus? And I do it in the morning, but no one really sees it because it's right before the bus comes. And we live off of a busy, busy street. And so there's major traffic that backs up. And I just think it's important. Right now, I have the ability. I work from home. And even sometimes my husband can stand there and send him off to school too. And I think it's wonderful. And so I asked him, I said, do you mind that I give you a hug or a kiss? He goes, no, Mom, I really don't mind. And I said, okay, well, that's great to know. Well, the school bus comes. And like I said, we were on a really, really busy street. And when school's out, the traffic begins to slow down. I mean, I'm talking really slowing down. And you know me, I love people watching. It's so much fun. So I began thinking how these people might be feeling and trying to get a glimpse into their world. And most of the time it's, you know, after school and things are beginning to let out and the traffic's slowing down, that's when we kind of get a little bit of backup. And we go through, we live in a historic part of our town, and it's only two lanes, so it's very, very small, yet it's 40 miles per hour. Go figure. Yes, if any of our police officers are listening, can we lower that speed limit just a little bit? You really can't go that fast anyway, but that's for another episode. Okay, so I'm people watching, and what I see on people's faces as they're driving is frustration. I see others looking beyond exhausted, and then there are those that you have, like you look and it's like this blank stare and they have no idea what is happening. And some, the few of them, are looking at their cell phones. And I just thought, oh my gosh, maybe I can bring a smile to their face as they drive by. I do it for our bus driver in the morning and in the afternoon. I always make a point to say something to inspire her or to greet her with a warm and welcoming hello. This woman has three bus routes. That means she drives high school, middle school, elementary school, in that order, to school, and then home from school. And I got to tell you, that's a tough job. You've got kids now that got major attitudes, and we've got parents that aren't raising their children properly. Now, we're not going to go into that detail. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama, but we're not going to go on that bus ride right yet. So I just know that there are days that she's just kind of yucky. She's not feeling it. My son will get off the bus and he'll say, oh, she was crabby today. And I'm like, honey, think about it. You don't know what happened before. And he's like, oh, yeah, right. I got to remember that. We can do a lot of things to encourage others. Lead from the driveway. Think of what Jesus did when he walked from town to town. He didn't wait for pomp and circumstances, right? He didn't wait for these big, huge entrances and celebrations. Jesus walked the back roads, dirty and grungy ones, meeting people in their everyday. That's what mattered to him. We need to be doing the same. We need to be meeting people the same way, right where they're at. Lead from the driveway. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Lead from the driveway. Leadership isn't only for the workplace. We hear that term, and I think we just kind of throw it under the carpet, or we throw it out with the trash like, well, I'm not really a leader. I'm a mom. Mom, I'm here to tell you, you are a leader. Get it in your head. You are a leader. You may be a stay-at-home mom. You are a leader. You don't have to have a title that makes you a leader. You don't have to work out in the corporate world that says you are a leader. No. Everyone in this world leads someone. Leadership isn't only for the workplace. It's for the home and beyond. And it's just not what happens behind closed doors. It's what happens in front of open doors. Your impact, the stage that you are given on a daily basis, needs you to lead from the driveway. If you haven't had the opportunity yet to listen to episode 1321 with Autumn Miles, I really want to encourage you to go back and listen to that, because towards the end of our conversation, we talk about a very young, beautiful woman by the name of Katie. And I'm not going to give the whole story away because I want you to go listen to the episode so you understand Autumn's story and also how Katie fits into the story. But her stage was her bed in the hospital. Yet she brought people to Jesus. She was diagnosed with brain cancer. And Autumn tells a little bit about her story. And if you pick up her book, you'll read even more. I get so sick and tired of the petty excuses that we live in today. That what I do really doesn't matter. Yeah, what you do does matter. Every single step that you take today matters. When you say, I don't have time to take care of myself and go hit the gym or go and do my HIIT routine or go do some strength training, or I'm going to go for just a brisk walk because I need my mind to be cleared. Those all impact your life. And then it becomes what? The ripple effect. Because if you're not feeling it, then everybody else feels it. And it's usually the negative ripple effect. What you do matters. You are a leader both in your home and in the world. And your platform can be a bed in the hospital or can be from your driveway. It really drives me batty when people comment, even in jest, that they have no impact. No one is paying attention. What I do really doesn't matter. Wrong. What you do does matter. And with our children watching, our spouses paying attention, even if they don't say so, they're watching you. Strangers watching, your impact is greater than you realize. You're a leader. And you need to start leading from the driveway. So how does that look? What does it really look like to lead from the driveway? Well, number one, do what you say. Be the example. Be the role model. You know, maybe it's just me, but I have a lot of fun smiling at people when they're frowning. Because I just want that opportunity to be like, come on, I know you got it within you. Smile. I see those quarters looking up. Now, I don't say that to them. But it feels good when you smile. And there's actual studies that show that when you smile, it releases things in your body, all these great chemicals. You want that natural chemical high, right? God built that within our body. How cool is that? Do what you say. Be the example. Lead from the driveway. When I'm out there waiting for my son, in the morning, not so much because we have conversation, but in the afternoon, I'm out there by myself, right? He hasn't come home yet. And so I might be picking up trash that is blown off, you know, from the street or leaves. We've got trees up north where we were living. We didn't have trees. And so here we have lots of trees, which means lots of leaves fall. And I haven't experienced a fall here yet. We're about ready to. And I'm sure I will be picking up lots of leaves. But we'll have a storm. If we have like any high winds, like 25 mile per hour winds and on up, we get, you know, branches all of a sudden because these trees are old and they're really, really tall and they're gigantic. And so I'll just walk around and I'll be picking up things off and on, waiting for my son to arrive at the end of our driveway. And already the traffic is slowing. And I'll just look up and I'll kind of wave to people. And some of them kind of give me that look like, are you directing it to me? And I'm like, hi, you know, and they're going slow enough. Some of them even have their windows down. I'm like, have a blessed day. And I'm sure they're like, who is this crazy woman? Do what you say. Be the example. Lead from your driveway. Number two, say what you mean. Your words have power. Let your words count. Don't spend it on negative stuff. There's enough of that, you know what, in this world. Put it on the positive. Does it take work to figure that out? Yes. Are you going to put your foot in your mouth and have to stop yourself in the middle of a sentence because you're so used to saying, oh, humbug, and it's all negative? You have to switch and say, okay, let's make this a powerful, uplifting, positive statement. Yeah, it's going to take work. So say what you mean. Do what you say, say what you mean. And number three, mean who you are. These excuses, bury them already. Let go of your past. And if you're still fighting with that, then I would say right now, pause this episode. Go to the show notes and click on the link, take aim. And right there, you have the opportunity for a coaching call, complimentary on me. You can chat with me and I can help you get through some of the areas that you're stuck in. Now, is it going to just be easy peasy piece of pie? Oh, no. It's going to take work. And it may take 2 or 3 months. It may take 2 or 3 years. Depends on your situation. But until you take the opportunity and say, you know what? I need to mean who I am, who God is creating in me. I need to let my light shine. Be bold today and click on that link, take aim in the show notes. And when you're done with that, then you can come back and listen to the rest of the episode. There's not much more left, I'm sure. Unless if I decide to talk a lot longer. But you know me, I love to talk because I love having you here. You are so precious to me. And I don't take this lightly. In fact, when I first started the podcast, my husband was like, okay, you're going to do this. And it was only, I think when I started back then, it was 3 days a week. Then I moved to 5 days a week. And then I hit not too long into it. It was 7 days a week. And now we're a daily podcast. Crazy. And to think that we are well over almost hitting 1,400 episodes. That is crazy. Because remember, we have some episodes. If you haven't been around since the very, very beginning, we've got 4 archives to go look at and listen to. You can come on in to createyournow.com and you can listen for, I don't know how many weeks. But there's so much information here for you. And I consider you family. I don't take it lightly. My husband came in while I was writing this and I told him, hon, I don't know how this is going to sound. Lead from the driveway. What does that really mean? But I couldn't get it off my lips. It came to me earlier this week and I was like, okay, this is my confession. Because we are not doing enough as moms in the household, as dads in the households. We're not doing enough to be leaders in the world. We're sitting back making excuses going, well, I don't have a platform. I really don't have enough influence. You are an influencer. Look at your family. It starts there first. Then look at your friends. Then strangers are watching you. And on top of that, you've got all the weird ones with video cameras that are still watching you. And how many of you all have 1, 2, 3,000 friends? And maybe of those, you really only connect with honestly about 30 of them, but you have all these others. You have eyes that are always watching you. Lead from the driveway. Do what you say. Be the example. Say what you mean. Let your words count. They have power. And mean who you are. Let your light shine. Let God work through you and in you so that you can be His light in this world. When you lead from the driveway, you are creating a blended recipe that will impact your everyday. So be careful not to pave your days with excuses. Live your life out loud for all to hear and see. Lead from the driveway, you and me. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.